We need to pull some holdout maneuvers.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hold On Maneuver Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Mark. I just forgot my name.
That happens. We're two hardworking dads trying to immerse ourselves in Star Wars and fit it into our very busy lives, folks.
This is your first time listening and or watching. In this podcast, we'll share our thoughts on different topics from a galaxy far, far away.
So, Mark.
Yes.
Why did Princess Leia have different hair in Empire Strikes Back? On Hoth.
Sell more action figures?
Probably. Probably better than what the real reason was.
What was the real reason?
She was freezing her buns off.
This joke brought to you by the new Star Wars Dad Jokes books. Coming out...
Buy it.
On April 14th, I believe.
That's my commercial. Buy it.
Yeah, we got a review of a copy of it, so I think we'll do a review.
We'll be talking about it.
It seems very appropriate for a show that for 65 episodes has been doing a dad joke to open each and every one of those episodes. So it's almost like someone wrote the book for us. Or that we wrote the book, but actually we didn't write the book.
We didn't think of that. We did not think of that. They were playing chess, we were playing checkers.
Yeah. Chinese checkers. As
they say. I don't know how to play that.
I was looking through it, and there are some General Holdo jokes in there, too, so we'll have to definitely use some of those. They're quite perfect.
As always. Quite purple.
Yeah, just like her hair.
Most of our listeners probably hate the fact that we're called the Hold On Maneuver based on the results of our March Madness tournament.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. And do you want to do the postmortem on Imperial March Madness before we get into our
Let's do that trailers first.
Episode?
Let's do that first.
All right, so let's bring up this... bracket here.
Do you want the whole thing or just like the final part?
Yeah, we can just bring up the full bracket and we'll just talk about what we...
That means I gotta find it. Crap. I wasn't anticipating that.
Talk about with Kenny. If people that didn't check out that episode, they can go back to that. And then that one's kind of one like where Kenny explained like why
the madness
seated was the way it was to make it more fun with that. Even though
maybe I don't have the comments... Bracket.
Would have you believe that they did not enjoy that. But...
I don't know. People got really butthurt over lots of things. I don't have the full bracket, so if you have it, bring it up.
Well, if you want to vamp for a second, I'll go and get that for you.
No, the whole... It was a fun tournament. There were some surprises that were just, like, maddening, hence the madness. But... It's just like the end result was kind of like, oh, yeah, that's what everyone thought was going to happen, which is kind of typical of March Madness for those who do follow the basketball. When you make the bracket, it's not about getting each part right. It's the overall percentage you get right and the final four, essentially. It's like the winner. If you pick the winner right, it's you get more points than how well you do each bracket-wise. But the main thing that I kind of want to talk about is just the fact that there's so much hate for the sequel trilogy saying they're not Star Wars. They're not. It's Disney. Disney isn't Star Wars. Well, sorry to break it to you, folks. It is Star Wars. As much as you hate it, it's not going to not be Star Wars. Like, Star Wars is and it isn't. That's the thing. That's the greatness of Star Wars, though, is we love it so much that we want it to be so specifically catered to what we desire. And then when it isn't, it hurts and it makes us mad. And it's unfortunate because while I'm not advocating the sequel trilogy as being the greatest things known to man, they're definitely better than what most people give them credit for. For sure. At least that's my opinion. Like, because I grew up after Jedi came out, before the prequels came out. So there was a big gap in new Star Wars for me. So any Star Wars is exciting. And when the prequels came out, I was a little bummed out because of, you know, Phantom Menace isn't the greatest. Attack of the Clones really isn't the greatest. But Revenge of the Sith is great. But it's not like just because Disney owns it and they made everyone mad by doing a money grab and releasing more Star Wars than we're used to, doesn't mean what they released isn't Star Wars. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not Star Wars. Like, it's a huge galaxy with a lot of stories, folks. Unfortunately, we're not going to like them all. Unfortunately. So,
so
here, as you can see here, this is the full bracket.
Yeah. We even had a comment in here from our buddy Kyle saying that the biggest upset was the Last Jedi getting wrecked by the holiday special. Which
I don't know if that's really an upset.
Which Kyle, I'm pretty sure you voted for the holiday special in that round. But
which is okay. I mean, yeah, we kind of anticipated something like that happening because of how mean people can be.
Yeah, like, I'm okay with, like, you know, like, good faith votes on a lot of these. But it, at least going by the comments in some of these, sometimes you could tell they were kind of, like, bad faith choices. And sometimes the reasoning for the choices was interesting, too, where it was like, oh, it seems weird to put a show that's only had a season against something that has three seasons, or put a TV show against...
Yeah, I didn't get that argument. People kept making it like, yeah, oh, this only has two seasons versus this that has many more seasons, so this one's better. Well, they came out at... Yeah. It's only been out a year. Give them time. Plus you get mad when there's so much more Star Wars. Like, you can't get mad about having a lot of Star Wars and then saying, oh, this one doesn't have enough Star Wars.
Yeah. Like, it's not meant to be like an apples versus apples thing. It's meant to be like apples versus oranges versus grapes versus kiwi fruit versus
right
star fruit versus dragon fruit. So, I mean, you're going to have all shapes and sizes of movies and TV shows in there. And like that last one, that last day of it was, it's like 5,300 votes spread across both of the options there, where Empire Strikes Back won the movie division. Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the Dave Filoni, George Lucas version won the TV division. And then...
Like, the point we're making is clearly, I like, portrayed in round one, like, for Andor versus Mandalorian, should not have gone the way it went. Because Andor is far better than Mandalorian. I don't care how many seasons Mandalorian has. Andor was just way better. Because you can say The Mandalorian went into the third season and got weaker when Andor came out. Like, that's kind of like, oh, this is going on too far. It should have ended already. And then plus The Mandalorian gave us the Book of Boba Fett, which, hey, everyone hated that too. So how could Andor have not beaten that? Come on.
Some of the ones that surprised me beyond that, though, was like, with Rebels versus Mando, you kind of hear, like, you hear the love for Rebels a lot as being one of, like, the best Star Wars series that there's been. So when that went against
Mando... But it's for children, Mark. It's for children.
Well, yeah, see, what's funny, too, is that Mando was the only live-action show that, like, made it past that first round.
Yeah, it's...
Granted, there's a lot more animated Star Wars television series than there are live-action series, but still. And the fact that it was Mando versus Clone Wars, the semifinals for the TV section there, I thought that was interesting, too. I did like that it ended up being the Tartakovsky 2D Clone Wars versus the Filoni Lucas CG Clone Wars. There, because that was kind of an interesting pair up. What was interesting to see is, like, in rounds where some of these would, like, just, like, completely annihilate like whatever the verses was for it, but then that same one that completely annihilated something else in the next round goes up against a different thing, and then like it gets
annihilated.
As Kyle said, wrecked by something else. So I just thought that was like an interesting thing to note with some of these too. And there's people that like even asked for like our demographic percentages for like how
it's pretty even throughout like what YouTube like, gives us at least.
And I went through and like looked at some of those. Yeah, and it was like pretty close. It was basically like a quarter for like each, from like, you know, like the 18 to 24 or whatever, and then like the 25 to 35, and then the 36 to 45, and then the 55 to 65 crowd. So I mean, also you can clearly see like the inherent kind of bias for like the original trilogy in there too. What I did think was interesting though is how like that quarter finals kind of ended up being a original trilogy versus a prequel trilogy film.
Both sides.
And like on the bottom, it was the final film of the original trilogy versus the first film of the prequel trilogy.
Right.
And then on the top, it was like the dark entry in that trilogy versus the dark entry in that trilogy. And I saw a lot of people the other one that was kind of surprising too is, I think the closest race was Empire versus Revenge of the Sith. And I thought that was interesting. You could kind of see like how up the ranks Revenge of the Sith has come as far as like for fans, like in the past. Well, next year will be 20 years since that came out, which is crazy.
Yes, it is. But the other thing we got a lot of flack on was the actual rankings of these and how they're paired. Yes, it wasn't done in the traditional sense where the highest went versus the lowest and so forth like that. There were some other decisions made to make it a little more interesting than the way that panned out. Yeah. And I'm happy with that. I'm glad we did that because I think it would have been too obvious the other way looking at some of the pairings.
Yeah. But, and it was also fun to throw Spaceballs in there. It's just like a wild card on both.
Hey, it beat Force Awakens. No, it beat Solo, which people got to stop hating on that too. It's better than you give it credit for.
Yeah.
Just because Disney pushed it down our throats too fast and gave everyone a sour taste in their mouth. Like, come on.
I think we're also going to be talking about a character from that in one of the trailers we're talking about later too. So the Solo lives on in different mediums. So it's, and if you're even watching this video, you may have only came to our channel within like that past month because of doing that.
This might be the first one you've seen and I'm yelling at you.
Yeah. It like spiked our subscribers up. I think it was like 200 plus subscribers in that month period of time between March 1st through March 31st, which was, that was pretty crazy. So, and I appreciate, you know, both.
Yeah, thanks for everyone for hopping on our bandwagon because of this.
Yeah. Like Kenny and Aspen helping us with the.
Oh, yes, very much so. The Trek Ward Pod gang, they are phenomenal people. Check them out.
And then Trent over at Trust in the Force, sharing our bracket.
Our editor in chief.
Yeah, for this. For this channel, as it were, but yeah, I think that's a good post mortem on our.
Well, I got one more gripe to air, one more grievance.
Okay.
The Festivus is upon me. I'm going to harness my fury, and it's a lot of people complaining with Disney making the money grab, making everything to make money. Hello, everything after Star Wars was made to make money. I don't know if it was in...
It's called show business.
Exactly. I can't remember if it was in the Disturbance in the Forest documentary or something else we watched where it was revealed that Lucas, after he made Star Wars, was pitching THX 1138 again trying to get that off the ground, and they were like, no, we want more Star Wars, and that's what made him think, oh, maybe I should make more Star Wars. Because if that's true, he wasn't even trying to make another one. He was trying to pitch his art house film again, trying to get that back off the ground. So yeah,
he wanted
everything after it was made to make money. Like either from the box office, from toys, from whatever. So you got to get that thought out of your head.
Yeah,
Disney's whole thing is to make money. Like, you don't go to Disney World because it's a financial investment worth doing. Like, you're never going to recoup that cost.
It's kind of like an ROI between, like, both of you. It's like, what's my return on investment from going to Disney World versus your return on investment, Disney, for getting me to come to Disney World?
Like, you go to these things knowing that I'm going to spend too much money for something, no matter what it is. Like, you're unless you're going to pirate everything and just never pay, like,
yeah,
you're going to pay money that you're never going to see back. You're never going to get interest on it. You're never going to get dividends from it. Like, get over that fact, please.
Also, coming soon to Disney parks for Season of the Force is that huge Millennium Falcon popcorn bucket that probably holds maybe the same amount as like a small popcorn cup there at Disney, but it'll probably be like $50-$60 for that popcorn bucket. And then this is a weird side tangent before we go into the other stuff we're talking about, but it's just, if you are wearing that popcorn bucket for the rest of the day while you're there, how weird that it's like, so it has like a lanyard to wear it, but like just how like weird shaped that is going to be to like just be walking around.
You follow around that family who bought like 12 of them because you know one of those kids is going to set it down and forget it.
Yeah, there's that Jabba one that they have now too, where you eat the popcorn out of his mouth. Yeah,
that's up there with the Dune popcorn bucket. Oh, he's got one.
No.
He's got the anus bucket.
No, this is the only recent one that I got. Yeah, I passed on that one. I was like, no, don't want or need that in my house at all. But we've had an embarrassment of riches recently for Star Wars trailers. We had a trailer for The Acolyte that dropped, a trailer for Tales of the Empire, which was a huge surprise. And as well as just recently, we had a trailer for Star Wars Outlaws, which is a video game that's going to be coming out. So I'll let Mike bring up the first one for The Acolyte.
Be The Acolyte. You will see the YouTube-ness of it as well, most likely.
Including the comments.
Close your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you. We must not trust them.
But we must trust them.
I don't know if we should play the audio from this, because I don't know if we'll get dinged by Disney. Be like, hey, you can't do this.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are we playing the sound through this right now, or did you mute it?
Yeah. You're playing the sound through it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got, is that Carrie Ann Moss in here? Doing some Matrix moves. So yeah, like The Acolyte, it's set, I believe this one is set like 150 years before The Phantom Menace. And what I'm excited about in here too is that we have Manny Jacinto is one of the actors in here.
Right there.
The three of us, who people may know as Jason Mendoza from The Good Place. So Loki had Pillboy, and now Star Wars is going to have Jason Mendoza, so I'm excited about that. I'm not sure of the actor's name off the top of my head, but the actor from that was the main actor from Squid Game, there he is right there too. So we got all these Jedi here. I also have Daphne Keenan here as one of the Jedi there too. People remember her as she was in the Logan film, basically as like X-23 in that, and she's also in the His Dark Materials TV series that was on HBO Max.
That sounds dirty.
No, it's a trilogy of books about killing God, basically. About
Dark Materials.
Yeah. With James McAvoy. So you had
Professor X. What?
Yeah. You had X-23, and X-23's dad was Professor X in that. So
who knew?
So what did you think about this trailer for the Acolyte?
It definitely got me excited. It was a nice trailer. Like, there's enough mystery combined with the limited like action there. It wasn't like outright telling you. Like, trailers nowadays feel like they show you the whole movie because most movies have no plot, so it can be summed up in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, this felt like there's enough mystery left to like, oh, what's going on here? And plus, it's just like origin story Star Wars, which I love a good origin story, so I'm excited for it.
Do you want to play it through one more time? We'll turn the audio down in a bit, and we'll just kind of just like talk through
it. Well, the thing I was going to show you is like on my screen, it's saying it's muted, the audio. I was like,
weird,
very confused. Let me just reopen that tab. So,
I know like a lot of people are excited for it just because it's like the first live action as far set in the High Republic era. So,
hold on, I opened the wrong trailer. I opened the second version of the trailer that I have not watched yet, so I don't want to show that.
And then that one's coming out in June, so we'll cover that the same way that we have like for like Ahsoka and Obi-Wan, where we'll go back to like a weekly release for those kind of episodes when
that comes out. What happened here? All right, bring it back up.
All right, here we go, people.
Boop. Boop. We'll just turn it basically muted.
So here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Yes.
I mean, it's just like interesting because you're in this temple of sorts looking at the younglings who we know their future. We know what happens to them.
Not even the younglings survived.
Okay, I thought it broke.
We got this guy, this little youngling dude. He's got a cool looking face. He's got Carrion Moss right here doing some Matrix moves in a galaxy far, far away.
Hopefully it's not as boring as the Matrix was. Did I say that out loud? Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the first one?
I did not enjoy the Matrix.
Oh my gosh. Alright. Our first live-action Wookiee Jedi. I mean, we've had plenty of Wookiee Jedi within like the animated series now at this point, which they've always been really cool in that. But yeah, I'm excited to see this too. With just like this like era of. I mean, it's kind of like the fall, or like starting of the fall of the Jedi here for being as like, you know, big of a thing as they were.
Or is it the rise of the Sith? Which is more positive? The fall of the Jedi or the rise of the Sith?
We'll see. this looks really cool. I'm looking forward to that. And I don't remember what day it is exactly in June.
It's June 6th, I believe.
June 6th, okay. Yeah, so...
It's June 4th. June 4th.
June 4th. All right, off by 2 days. But yeah.
The only issue I have is it's called the Acolyte. And then that immediately brings me to WWE, the Acolytes. And I'm just like, God damn it, Vince McMahon. Why did you have to name him that? Ruining this series for me already.
Well, I mean, Vince McMahon's done a bunch of bad stuff, so.
He is a horrible person. But we've known that, so forever.
Well, speaking of horrible people, let's talk about the Tales of the Empire. Which was like a surprise too, because they dropped that trailer on April 4th, exactly a month before the commercial Star Wars holiday of May the 4th, not Orthodox Star Wars Day, which is May 25th. Which, if you're going to be in the Phoenix area, Mike and I, as well as some guests on our Holdo maneuver,
and some TBD. Panel,
yeah, we'll have a panel at Phoenix Fan Fusion.
On Come May yell 20th, at me on why The Matrix is good.
On May 24th. So, the day before Orthodox Star Wars Day, Holdo will have a panel here at Phoenix Fan Fusion. Let's watch the Tales of the Empire trailer.
Why do you seek Imperial favor?
Got some Thrawn action.
Yeah, and Thrawn animated for the first time, kind of like within the Clone Wars stylings, closer to like that. And then we have Morgan here too, trying to call a sandworm by punching the ground there. but yeah, we have. I'm just gonna call her Morgan Le Fay because that's basically who she's supposed to be. But like we have Morgan here from who we have seen in The Mandalorian, and then Ahsoka, and then Barriss Offee
Morgan in here too.
Yeah, Morgan Elspeth. So like the same way that like Tales of the Jedi followed Dooku and Ahsoka, we also got the first Inquisitor Isaacs again. We're going to see him with Barriss Offee here too, basically having her, you know, fall to the dark side here. So that should be interesting as well. And it's cool seeing some of these settings that we saw in Mando, like even that, like, you know, like the spear there from Mandalorian that we eventually see. It's got Grievous showing up again in here. So that should be interesting to see exactly like what she does against Grievous. I'm just it's cool to see like exactly how like the Inquisitors, you know, like turning Barriss Offee into, you know, like one of the, like, you know, seventh sister, you know, second brother,
right?
Like, you know, the Inquisitors there.
Now the big surprise.
Oh yeah, you got Vader showing up in here.
Who's gonna voice Vader? You think? You think they're gonna have? Well, him.
Well,
he gave him the rights to use his voice.
Reese Beecher is going to be voicing. Right. I like this too, where it's like the Tales of the
Jedi that is
logo, and it like
May the 4th, off. It'll be out.
Yeah, and all of that comes out May the 4th. Hey, look at there you go. There's Acolyte. But yeah, so that will probably just do one episode for, because it'll probably all just come out in one lump sum for that.
It'll be a bunch of shorts, right? Like just like Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah, I think. If I remember correctly, the Tales of the Jedi episodes were like 15, like 8 to 15 minutes episodes, or like they were really short. They weren't like, you know, full 30 minute kind of things. They were just like those little vignettes. And I kind of hope they keep doing this, like where they do like another Tales of the Jedi season, and then, you know, they can do another Tales of the Empire. Yeah, like keep going back and forth there.
I'm actually looking forward to more Tales from the Empire, because you know. Yes, we can watch the good side and see what they show us, the Empire, but it's always interesting to see like why the bad side is doing what they're doing, like what their logic is to me.
Well, what's interesting, that's true, is it almost feels like that Dooku story could have just as easily been a part of this Tales of the Empire thing, outside of the fact that he wasn't around
for the Empire.
He kind of lost his head.
He headed in a different direction.
Yeah.
Oh, we both came up with one at the same time.
You gotta hand it to him. Give him a couple hands for heading out before the Empire came around. But
he was heads and shoulders above the rest.
That's enough. All right. But, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. It's cool too, like some because it's like this. It's very much the like that season 7 Clone Wars animation style where, so like even like the first Inquisitor, here or not the first Inquisitor, Grand Inquisitor rather, Jason Isaacs playing.
Not the first brother, the eighth brother, the 12th brother, seven sisters,
seven brides for seven sisters. But yeah, like seeing him and Thrawn in this, like they, you know, they look similar enough to like what they did in Rebels, but it's closer to that season 7 Clone Wars stylings. And then it'll be cool too. You can kind of see like that beginning of that relationship there with Morgan Elsbeth and Thrawn that will, you know, go through into the Ahsoka series.
Right.
And then for people that watched the, like watched Rebels and Clone Wars, you kind of get the beginning of like this Luminara Barriss Offee storyline within Clone Wars and Rebels there too. It's kind of like the tail end of it is in Rebels where I won't spoil that for people, but there's like basically the end of the story is there in Rebels. But then the whole reason like Ahsoka leaves the Jedi Order is because of like this kind of misunderstanding of something that Barriss Offee does in that, and then Ahsoka gets blamed for it. And all of that ensues. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this a lot, and I would watch as many of like these tales of the, I can see them doing like even like a tales of, I don't know what they'd call it, but like tales of like the mercenaries or something like that. They did one for like bounty hunters.
Called
like
Deadpool.
They could do one that was like, you know, I mean, they've already done Book of Boba Fett, but they could do one that was like Boba Fett that was like Daniel Logan era Boba Fett.
Stabbing Boba Fett to death.
There's stuff in there that they had developed for the Clone Wars they had never like finished, where like Cad Bane and Boba Fett had like a duel and fight in that, and that shows like how Boba got his dent
in
his
two head. Mercenaries and a baby.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it could be interesting to see what like when we just get like more backstory like on Bosk or something like in like that. I think that'd be like a cool thing to do. Just like make your way like you could do tales of the Jizzpire. Just have an episode about Max Rebo. There you go. Imagine the title treatment for that. Tales of the Jizzpire. Although apparently it's called Jats. No.
False.
Yeah. It'll always be the original one.
I want a Jizzballing Stadium tour put out. And a Jizz tour, like the Eras tour for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Din Djarin and the model notes, the Eras tour, or the Juice
Din Djarin and the Long Strokes.
That's enough. All right, that's a master it's stroke. Late. Can't say that it worked anymore. But yeah, so those are those two shows. We'll definitely be talking about those and covering them here. And then the last one, I don't think Mike is going to end up playing.
I won't be able to play it probably.
Yeah, you'll probably have to find like a story edit YouTube video of the game after it's been out long enough so that you can essentially watch the game.
I love how it just said captured images aren't all in the game.
Oh, yeah. And this dude reminds me of the human Jabba from the special edition of the first Star Wars.
I at first was like, is that Giovanni Ribisi? And I was like, nope, this is a video game. It wouldn't be him.
It's an opportunity to make millions.
It's like Game of Thrones, Star Wars.
Hey, Vets. The underworld's favorite new scout.
And then this is supposed to be like a open world Star Wars game.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm. It kind of got those Polar Express eyes.
Rich.
Oh, yeah. Although I think this is all just like cuts, you know, like now, the cutscenes. It's like not like actual gameplay.
Rob his fortune.
Yeah, that's what it said at the beginning. It's like gameplay may differ.
This job, it's a death wish.
Oh, okay, so this is set between.
I'm in.
5 and 6. Looks like. Here you live and die by Shadows of the Empire era.
Mm-hmm.
You want to survive?
No, yeah, got a Mon Calamari there.
You're new to this world.
What's your problem?
Come back when you're not.
Wait, Jabba, what? Right? It's like every...
Look, don't try anything. Oh, well.
Every job in America right now. Entry-level job. You're new. Come back when you're not new.
Entry-level job. You need to have 15 years of experience before you can do this job. You got the cute alien there. You know, sell some toys.
Sell some merch.
Is my one shot at freedom.
Rather than the cute droid, you got the cute little alien. Off,
we need the right crew.
And the right almost looks like mixed like Uncharted and Assassin's Creed. With Star Wars.
I hire you because you are one of the best hunters in the Outer Rim.
Polar Express eyes.
She's more connected than you let on, Saliro. Bess is mixed up in something bigger.
I thought they called her Bex at first. I was like, uh-oh, another Bex?
I wonder if they started this as like a Dr. Aphra game, and then they had to like change it so it was like it's... separate thing.
I'd be curious to know how many games were started in one storyline, and then so much gets axed, they're like, shit, what do we do with all this stuff we already animated? Right.
And this is like one of the busiest eras of pre-order available now.
Star Wars. There's your cool droid right there.
Yeah. And those little spider droids, too, are like those monks that... I don't know how many people know that. Like, I think you see one in Return of the Jedi. And it's either Return of the Jedi or A New Hope. But like, the palace that Jabba has used to be like a monk temple, basically.
Monastery.
Yeah, and those like little spider things going around are those monks, and it's their brains in what would essentially be like the abdomen, or you know, like the thorax of like a spider. That's. Yeah, it's very sci-fi weirdness, but yeah, that's like they're like these spider monks.
Spider monkeys?
Yeah, they're all hopped up on Mountain Dew. that's what the liquid is in their live wire.
It's dripping out of Jabba's mouth.
That's right.
They make orange Mountain Dew. Can't remember the flavor, but they make it.
Yeah, it's called live wire, but I think it's just orange.
I don't know. I don't drink it.
Anyways. But yeah, I haven't drank that in like, I don't know, 10 years. But yeah.
When other countries ban Mountain Dew because it has like antifreeze in it, you kind of like, I ain't drinking that ever again.
Yeah, I remember there's also in the 90s the whole Yellow 5 scare of what that did in Mountain Dew for young individuals that were considered males, gender, what it was supposed to do to a certain count of certain cells within your body that were stored in a very sensitive place on the outside of your body.
Maybe you not want to Mountain Dew it.
Yeah. No.
Mountain Dew created for prohibition purposes. Because alcohol was so strong, they needed something to cut it with.
Yeah. But when does that game come out? What's the date on that?
You would ask that. Hold on.
I would. It looks pretty good. I'll probably end up getting it, and then I'll probably go on the pile.
August 30th.
There you go. Got plenty of Star Wars throughout the year there, but yeah, I'll probably pre-order. I'll probably get it, and then I'll sit in the pile because I haven't finished the first Jedi Fallen Order yet, and Jedi Survivor came out last year, and I have that, but it's just sitting right over there, just like
I haven't played Star Wars game since the original Star Wars Battlefront in 2005.
Which they just re-released remastered versions of those, I believe.
And I didn't even play the game. We bought it and we just did the multiplayer where we tried to just, you fought on different sides and so you get the most kills and you try to kill each other to get version.
Oh yeah. The newer one had a story with it that had like, even had like Luke in there. It was like post Return of the Jedi. So that one was kind of interesting what you could do with that one too. But yeah, I mean, that game looks pretty cool. I'm interested in checking that out. I'm sure there's probably plenty of comments on that video that were like, oh, why does it have to be a female character?
Can't have females.
Yeah. The Force is female. But yeah, would I mean, I know that you won't be able to
play. Most of the comments are saying don't pre-order.
It's kind of sad how, I mean, I know we're talking about it on YouTube, but it's kind of sad how predictable some YouTube comments can be for specific things. If it has a character in it that's a non-white cisgendered male character, they're usually a very specific set of comments on those videos. They'll be like, burr, 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 burr. It's a universe where there's freaking droids and people with tendrils for stuff coming out of their heads. People, humanoid, aliens,
humanoid.
However, whatever.
There's that pig face guy on Mos Eisley who gets his arm cut off.
Yeah, I don't like you. He doesn't like you either.
I mean, I don't know that whole anti-female lead thing for Star Wars is BS. Yeah. Like, Leia was in the first one. She was...
Yeah. Leia's awesome.
She wasn't a damsel in distress, really.
They had a character highlight on Leia, because Leia's awesome. So if you haven't watched that one, go back to that episode where we talked about it with our buddy Bonnie, where we talked about Leia there, too. So, I mean...
I said it at the beginning. Everything is Star Wars and nothing is Star Wars. Just, we want it to be something. If it doesn't match in our head, we get upset.
Our podcast is the Holdo Maneuver. It's named
after. I'll go Lord back and Dern's watch Holdo. Kyle Newman and Adam Goldberg. When we talk to them, there's a great rant on Star Wars in there from Kyle and Adam.
Yeah, Kyle and Adam are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
they graced us with their presence
and continue to just randomly comment, even like on our our March Madness, even if it's.
Even though we voted the wrong way, damn it.
Yeah. Well, I shared one of them, too, with Kyle at one other point, too, because it was... What was it? Because it was something... Oh, so it was... Yeah, it was Phantom Menace versus the Holiday Special, I think. It was Phantom Menace versus Holiday Special. I was like, the subject of the documentary that you produced versus the subject of the film Fanboys that you directed, which one wins?
So well, I was like, we know which one won in our poll.
Yeah, it was Phantom Menace, because the Holiday Special can only last for so long when people are voting for it just based off of memes.
If you never watched the Holiday Special,
which it's clearly people didn't, if they were. I don't want to get back into
it. It's a theme, man.
But yeah, it was. I'm Mike, will you watch that game once it comes out and there's a story, a video?
I'll figure out a way. We'll just have Geoffrey on here and he can explain it to me like inside.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll play it.
Quote Michael Scott.
Yeah. But if anything, maybe I'll get Patrick, my son, in here, because I think he's already beat the Star Wars Survivor game. So maybe he'll be our game aficionado. He doesn't usually like to appear on cameras. Or
he can just be a voice. He can be the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, I'll just
the move man my in mouth. The box.
I'll just move my mouth, and you can try to decipher if it's me talking or him. Because when you just hear his voice, it's weird even for me, because it just sounds like this. He literally just sounds like me, which is very... I think someone sold Reese Beecher to him, and he copied my voice, and now just has, a voice box for when he talks, so that it's only...
We'll make him use one of those things that make you talk like that.
Oh, yeah. Truth. Don't smoke. But truthfully, don't smoke, because it's bad.
Don't vape, because it's stupid.
Yeah. Don't...
Oh, I'm going to get comments on that one.
If you like popcorn, only eat popcorn, but don't get popcorn lung. Get popcorn stomach.
Or popcorn jelly beans. Those are gross, too.
Yeah, those are gross, too. But, yeah, so I think that's going to do it for Oops
All Trailers. On that note.
Oops All Trailers, our Imperial March Madness Oops. Postmortem. I think that was a fun.
You can still vote in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's still open. There's like open-ended voting. So some of those are like past like 10,000 votes now, which is crazy for some of these too. Man. So if you voted for it, cool. If you're coming here for the first time because of our
cool
bracket, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully you're enjoying this content.
Hopefully I didn't make you leave.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully you found Michael engaging. But whether it's this Michael or...
I'm married. I can't be engaged anymore.
You passed that part. You went from engaging to married. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, so I think that'll do it for this episode of the Hold'em Maneuver. Episode 65. For us, you can find us on social media, basically anywhere. Just search for at HoldoPod, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Blue Sky. And then Mike and I are at our first and last names, basically in all those same places too. Our editor for the Hold'em Maneuver is Vactor. You can find him just by searching for his last name, all those places too. And then you can also email us if you'd like to at holdopod@gmail.com. And then we'll be back soon. We should have maybe figured it out better, but we're going to execute episode 66. But it's not going to be Revenge of the Sith for that one. It's going to be Attack of the Clones. So... and we'll have a guest on for that episode. She'll be joining us, but we'll keep that as a surprise until that episode comes up. But as always,
let's kill some younglings.
We're grateful to George Lucas for creating the Star Wars universe.
Oh dear, thank the maker.